I'm Ruth Sukup, and this is your weekly quick win, just because you asked. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast, Quick Win. Our goal is to create actionable solutions to real life problems that you can apply to your own life right away. This Quick Win episode is brought to you by the Doing It Scared coaching program. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed or like you're all alone when it comes to achieving big things in your life, then Doing It Scared is the perfect place to find the support, motivation, and accountability you've been craving. You can find out more about what's included and join our waiting list at doitscared.com/coaching. That's doitscared.com/coaching. Today's big question comes from listener Christy B, who asked, "What's the best way to focus on achieving your goals? Sometimes I just feel like I am all over the place. There are lots of things I want to accomplish, but I feel like I constantly just run either hot or cold. I'm either all in trying to improve everything in my life all at once, or I'm completely overwhelmed and burned out and I get nothing done. What can I do to actually cross the finish line on something and get to where I want to be?" Well, Christy, I definitely don't think that you are alone in this struggle. In fact, I think a lot of times we tend to think that the only way to actually achieve our goals is to make these big, sweeping, dramatic changes in our lives. We pick some arbitrary date, maybe next Monday or the first of the month or the beginning of the new year or whenever, and then we tell ourselves that this is it. This is going to be the moment where everything changes. But then, because we're trying to focus on changing so many things all at once or trying to change everything so dramatically all at once, it becomes almost impossible for us to actually maintain that change. It's too big. It's too much. We can't keep up with it. We have to take up so much willpower and so much mental energy just trying to make all these changes in our life that it becomes completely unsustainable. But the thing is that, and I think this is so important for everyone to understand, that real lasting change in your life never, ever, ever, ever happens in one fell swoop. It just doesn't work that way. We want to believe, maybe the movies have trained us to think this, but we want to believe that there is such a thing as this magic moment of transformation, this amazing turning point, this day or this moment that we'll be able to look back on and pinpoint and say, that's it. That's where it all changed. That's where my life turned around. That's where everything got better. But guys, life doesn't work that way. When it comes to achieving big goals in your life, there's really, truly, I promise you, there is no such thing as overnight success. There is not that magic moment. And when it comes to achieving the things that you really want to do in your life, you've got to focus on taking tiny steps consistently over time. Really, truly, I'm not lying to you when I tell you this. It is the whole secret to making lasting changes stick in your life is to basically A, focus on one thing at a time, B, make your action small and easy enough to do every single day, and then C, actually track and measure your results. So let's break those down one at a time real quickly and talk about how to actually implement that. First, get clear about what it is that you want to achieve or change or improve in your life. It needs to be one thing. If you want to make a change in your life, if there's something that you want to improve, if there's some goal that you want to go after, if there's something that you want to do or fix or be better at, whatever it is, make sure that you are focused on one thing. Decide if you have multiple things that you want to change, pick one. Pick the one that you care about the most. Pick the thing that you are going to focus on improving, changing, fixing, getting better at, and focus just on that one thing. And the thing I want to say about this is that even though you're focusing on one thing, it doesn't mean that you are necessarily eliminating every other possibility of good changes to happen in your life. There tends to be sort of a domino effect that happens when you start really working on improving one area of your life. That improvement, that discipline, that success that you're having in one area tends to spill over and impact other areas of your life as well. But it also might mean that there are some areas of your life that you have to not think about and not work on improving right now just because you simply don't have time or mental energy to focus on everything. So get clear about exactly what it is that you want to achieve or that you want to change, the habit that you want to change. Maybe it's something that you just want to improve in your life. Maybe it's exercising more. Maybe it's eating healthier. Or maybe it's a bigger goal like starting a business. Whatever it is that you want to change or improve in your life, get very, 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 very clear about the one thing that you want to start working on. So the second thing that you need to do then is break it down to the simplest action that you can take every single day that's related to that particular change or goal. And this is really important because I think this is where we go astray so often when it comes to our goals. We think that our goals have to be these big, giant, dramatic things that change. And then because they feel so big or so overwhelming, we don't do the simple little things every day that are going to compound over time. It's always the little stuff that's compounding over time, that's adding up over time, and that's accumulating that is going to make the biggest difference. That's true whether you're starting a business. That's true whether you're trying to lose weight. It's certainly true if you're trying to exercise more or be healthier or eat better, whatever it is that you're trying to do. Those actions that you're taking every single day are going to make an impact. So break it down to the easiest, simplest thing that you can actually do every single day that is going to be considered progress for that goal. So for instance, just to give you and when I say easy, I mean really easy. You have to break it down to something that you will actually do. Don't make it harder for yourself. Again, we make things so much harder and more complicated than they have to be when we're trying to achieve these big things. But you have to break it down into something that is so easy and painless that you will actually do it. So for instance, one of the goals that I've been working towards this year is wanting to train to run the New York City Marathon. Now, I don't know if the marathon is actually going to happen this year. So far, it hasn't been canceled, but time will tell. But I'm trying to go about my business and assume that it's still happening in November and I want to be ready for it. And I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. You may have seen a few weeks ago, I shared that I live in the middle of this wilderness area. And it's a development called Babcock Ranch, but it's located in the middle of a wilderness preserve in Florida. And so there's a lot of wild animals around. There's wild boars, there's alligators, there's snakes, there's vultures. It's a scary place, essentially. And so I had been running. I prefer to run when I run, especially because it's Florida and it's hot. I prefer to run first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, which is very early, around 4 a.m. usually. And so I would go running at 4 a.m., which has never bothered me before when I lived in town. But now that I live in the middle of this wilderness preserve, it's a little scarier because there's a lot of animals out there. So finally, I had a close encounter with a family of wild boars about a month and a half ago. And that scared me. It scared me a lot. So I decided, okay, no more running at 4 a.m. I'm going to only run when it's light out. Well, that has completely changed my routine, and I've really struggled to figure out how to get back into a good groove. And so I had to think about, okay, I want to run every day. I'm struggling because if I don't run first thing in the morning and I stay in my pajamas and then I start working and I don't feel like changing into my running clothes after I'm already in my groove of working, and it just doesn't happen. And so I realized that the simplest action that I could take every single morning was to actually just get up at 4 in the morning like I normally do and put my running clothes on, even if I wasn't going to go running right then, to actually put my clothes on. So that is the thing that I focused on. I didn't focus on needing to run, didn't focus on getting down on myself if I didn't run every single day. I just focused on putting on those running clothes every single day. Well, you know what started to happen? I already have my running clothes on, so I end up running a lot more than I had been, and it has really helped. But there's a third piece to this that I think is really important. And in fact, this might be the most important part of all. The third thing that you need to think about is, how can you actually track and measure your progress? The reality is that in life, anything that you want to do, if this goes for your business too, and I talk to my EBA students about this all the time, you have got to know your numbers. You have got to measure whatever you are trying to improve in your life. You have got to be tracking it and measuring it, because we do not improve what we do not measure. So whatever it is that you want to be changing, that you want to be fixing, find a number attached to that. Find a way of tracking your progress every single day, whether it's on an app, whether it's on a spreadsheet, whether it's just a notebook that you're writing things down. If you're trying to lose weight, that means tracking your weight every single day. What can you track every single day that is going to tell you how you're doing and give you that instant feedback on how things are going? Guys, it doesn't actually matter what you want to accomplish in your life, but you need to know that nothing is going to happen all at once, nor will everything happen all at the same time. So get clear about what you want most, then break it down to the simplest action that you can do right now, today, and every day, and then start actually tracking your progress. You know what? You might just be amazed at what happens next. And that is your quick win for today.